For a game called Candy Crush, we have James Robinson and Patricia Blumenauer. Do you have a candy bar that you just can't resist? Patricia?
So I'm not a big chocolate person, okay. So I typically go for the Take Five because it's got lots of different things in it to detract from the chocolate flavor, like pretzels, peanuts, peanut butter, caramel.
Oh, to detract from the chocolate flavor. That is an interesting phrase. It's like chocolate is like medicine to you. How about you, James?
I'm a big Twix fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Does that go way back?
Actually, it does. It goes back to the Seinfeld episode where George had a Twix stuck in the vending machine and it got taken and he was very upset about it.
And that's when you're like, I'm going to start eating Twix.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I think we're going to find out more.
Yes, in this game, we are going to mash up celebrity names with the candy or chocolate bar we imagine they would love. These are not official celebrity endorsements. You have to tell us the name of the new rebranded candy. So let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung, for an example.
If we said a rappin' rock star shouts ba with a ba as he battles the tart, acidic flavor of his favorite chewy candy, the answer would be Sour Patch Kid Rock.
It's okay. It's all right. Relax. Here's a hint. The name of the candy will always come first, followed by the name of the celebrity. And then you just put them together.
Okay.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's play. Judge for yourself, but the second woman to serve on the Supreme Court has ruled that this mix of peanuts, caramel, chocolate, and nougat appeals to everyone. James.
Baby Ruth Ginsburg.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Bader, RBG, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Baby Ruth, yeah.
Baby Ruth Ginsburg, Baby Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Fine, either way, you get the point. All right, you did it.
I'm a lawyer, so I should have known that.
You're a lawyer?
Yeah. I should go by her full name.
Well, if you ever meet her, you can call her Baby Ruth.
Yeah. She'll love that.
She'll love that.
I don't think she likes that. I don't think she likes that. A longtime co-host of The View jokes that sometimes she feels like a nut, and she doesn't mean Jenny McCarthy, but rather this coconut-based treat covered in milk chocolate. Patricia.
Almond Joy Behar.
That's right.
I'm just saying Almond Joy would be a great stripper name.
What about Mounds?
It's good. That's Archung, ladies and gentlemen.
It was right here.
Yeah.
I really had to hit that.
I'm going to find out later how long you've been thinking about that. This actor, and let's make a deal host, seems like such a nice guy. But as Dave Chappelle learned, he might choke you if you take away his caramel chocolate and nougat bar.
I got it.
Patricia.
Milky Wayne Brady. Yeah.
Yes.
This man versus wild host battles his inner child over his love of these rainbow-colored, animal-shaped, chewy gelatin sweets. Patricia.
Gummy Bear Girls.
You got it. The tattoo artist star of L.A. Ink has famously broken off two engagements, but now she's inked a deal to break me off a piece of that milk chocolate and wafer bar. Patricia.
Kit Kat Von D.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, and this is your final question. He may have written James and the Giant Peach, but this author loves his oblong chocolate-flavored chewy candies. Yeah, I know. I don't know what these things are made of, but if you ask me, they're made of corn syrup and pieces of extension cords. Patricia.
That was helpful. Tootsie Roll Doll?
Yes, exactly. Puzzle Guru Archung.
Yes.
How did our contestants do?
Well, Patricia knows her way around the candy store. Congratulations, you're moving on.
Now please welcome to the stage our special musical guests. They turn 80s hits into old-time Americana. It's Brooklyn's own DeLorean Sisters.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Talking away, I don't know what I'm to say. I say it anyway. Today is gonna be another. another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Better to be safe than sorry. Take on me.
Jonathan Colton. Coming up, we'll get some camp counseling from the cast of Wet Hot American Summer. Live from Central Park, this is Ask Me Another from NPR.